today. Now we'll start from verse number 37 and 38. So now last reason Arjuna gives not to fight in this section, and that is destruction of family dynasty. So till now how many reasons we discussed? Which are those?
Compassion, material happiness, and happiness.
Yeah. Compassion, material happiness and sin. We'll be overcome by sin. So we'll recite it together. Yatyapyete na pashyanti roho bahata cetasaha kulakshaya kritam dosham mitra drohe cha patakam katam nameyam asmadi papadasman nivartitum kulakshaya kritam dosham prapasyatir janardana. So I'll read the translation. O Janardana, although these men, their hearts overtaken by greed, see no fault in killing one's family or quarreling with friends, why should we, who can see the crime in destroying a family, engage in these acts of sin? So, in this verse, he is saying, so we know what will be the result of this activity. So, what is the crime in destroying the family? So, Arjuna is, he is going to present many things. So, that how if we kill the elders of Kuru dynasty, how Adharma will increase. So, he is telling. So, in the future verse, he will be telling. But he is just telling here. We know what will be the consequence. So, why we should engage in such activity. So although Kauravas, so they have been overcome by lust, lobho pahata chetasah. So there are many things, greed, many things blind. So lust blinds, makes one blind. So in the third chapter we see in the last few verses, so Krishna tells, so how in different modes, so lust covers the knowledge. So it covers the knowledge of the conditioned soul. So similarly, greed also covers the knowledge. They are not able to see. So yadya petena pashyanti, they cannot see because they are blinded by lobho pahata chetasaha. Their mind is blinded by. So what they can't see? Kulakshaya kritam dosham mitra dohe chapatakam. So they are not able to see the fault in killing one's family. Kulakshaya. Kritam dosham. So dosham means it is sin also, it is fault. Mitra dohe chapatakam. And in killing the relatives, friends. So out of droha, out of enmity. So and so first point is they are overcome by lust, greed, so we should. Why we should do when we know we are not blinded. And another thing, katham nagneyam asmabhi papad asmim asma nivartitum kulakshaya kritam dosham prapasyadbir janadana. So, but we are able to see. So, why we should do? Prapasyadbir means by those who can see. So they are able to see. So they are dharmic. They are able to see what is the consequence. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes. So we will read. A kshatriya is not supposed to refuse to battle or gamble when he is so invited by some rival party. Under such an obligation, Arjuna could not refuse to fight because he had been challenged by the party of Duryodhana. So Kshatriyas, they are some laws, and they are if they are invited for gambling or for fighting, so they can't say no. So in this case Arjuna can accept and he can fight. But in this connection, Arjuna considered that the other party might be blind to the effects of such a challenge. So they don't know the challenge, but we know. So Arjuna, however, could see the evil consequences and could not accept the challenge. obligation is actually binding when the effect is good, but when the effect is otherwise, then no one can be bound. So duty also. So Prabhupada is quoting one verse. So which says, considering all these pros and cons, Arjuna decided not to fight. So what are the advantages and disadvantages? So we can fight because they have invited. So, but the disadvantage is we know what will happen in the future. So like this. So in Mahabharata, that is one verse that one should, if one is invited for gambling, he should not say no. Ahuto na nivarteta dyutat api ranad api. Dyutat means gambling, and ranad means if one is called on the battlefield. So Kshatriya shouldn't say no. So here are two things. So first point is the cause of fighting should not be greed. So that Arjuna is telling. It should not be out of greed. So we should not fight. They are out of greed, but we can see. And the other side, the result is evil. So we know. So the cause is also not correct. So dharma has to be done with a proper attitude, not out of greed. So and the result also, if we know upon doing that, the result is bad. So in these both ways, so Arjuna considered and he told, I will not fight. So next verse. Kulakshaye pranashyanti kula dharma sanadhanaha dharme nashtam kulam krishnam adharmo bhi bhavatyuta. So he is telling now the consequence. He is able to see, so he is presenting that. So kulakshaye, so upon destroying the family, with the destruction of the dynasty, the eternal family tradition is vanquished. And thus the rest of the family becomes involved in irreligion. So when kulakshaya means, especially it means when the elders are, elders are especially when they are killed. Kulakshaya pranashanti kula dharma sanatana. Dharme nashte kulam kritnam adharmo bhi bhavatyuta. When dharma is destroyed, then whole, kulam means family, krishnam means whole, adharma bhi bhavatyuta, they get involved in irreligion. So here, what is the consequence of destroying the elders, he is telling, because they are fighting, so many elders are there. So the elders, here kulakshaya, there are two things, one is jati dharma and kula dharma. So kula dharma means dharma for particular family. So for brahmana family it will be different, from kshatriya's family it will be different. Jati means it is four varnas, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya and shudra. So this is a broad thing. So and in the subset this kula dharma will come. So each and every family will have religious principles which they follow. And that is given through tradition, sanatana. So tradition means, it is sanatana means eternal. So like this, varnashrama dharma is eternal. It is in the spiritual world also. So it can never. So even in material world now, so although it is not written in its proper, what you call, style, it is perverted now, like it is a, center is not Krishna, but still Varnashrama is there. So there are worker classes, are there Shudra, then Vaishyas are there, some are growing, some are doing business, and Kshatriyas and Brahmanas. So it is eternal, Kula Dharma. And so this is the immediate result, Kula Dharma Sanatana. Yeah. So result what it is? Dharma nashte kulam krishnam adharmo bhivavatyuta. So when dharma is destroyed by killing the elders, then whole family becomes involved in irreligion. So that is told here. So especially how? Because the elders have to give the samskaras to the younger generation. So if the elders are killed, then there will be no one to give the samskaras. And naturally the young people, they will be involved in adharma. So like that the whole family will be influenced. So samskaras are very important. So they are, you almost have heard dashavidha samskara. Right from the birth, starting with garbhadhana samskara, there are many samskaras. And that is very important to give good quality to the child, to the byproduct. So if one doesn't do, then there will be, then the children will not be good. That will be seen next verse. So we'll read. Before that. Yeah, another point is, if you all see, even now, elder people generally they consider that they have to be given respect. But if they are not following dharma, then how children will give them respect? So they have to have some level of sense control. So they respect is given to elders just because they are giving these samskaras actually. Otherwise they are not worthy of respect. So nowadays if you all see, the child would be there and the father would be watching in front of him, television. So he will see all bad things. So parents, so father and mother. So they will not follow dharma, but they will complain about the child. So he is not properly following us, listening us. So elders, generally, they are leaders. And looking at them only, children will learn, just by learning also, seeing also. So Prabhupada also in the childhood, he would see his father doing deity worship. And he remembered that and he told it the later part of his life. So elders, they not only set example, but they give samskaras also. So they know these samskaras. So, but they are not there, then younger members, they will get involved into adharma. And there will be no spiritual progress. They will lose the chance for spiritual elevation. So young men have to be trained, but since elders don't have anything to give, so especially in present society, so they put them into old age homes also. So they have not been trained from childhood what is the importance of following dharma. So they are allowed to enjoy by hook or by crook. They have been encouraged to learn engineering, but the consequence would be that they'll develop all good qualities and they'll send the parents only out of home. So like this, samskaras are very important. Samskaras literally means they're very deep impressions given in the childhood. By making them follow many codes of dharma, so many things are told and like that. So many samskaras will be there. So from birth till death. So we'll read purport. In the system of the Varnashrama institution, there are many principles of religious traditions to help members of the family grow properly and attain spiritual values. So they'll get spiritual values by doing this. The elder members are responsible for such purifying processes in the family, beginning from birth to death. But on the death of the elder member, such family traditions of purification may stop, and the remaining younger family members may develop irreligious habits and thereby lose their chance for spiritual salvation. So the purpose of human life is lost. Therefore, for no purpose should the elder members of the family be slain. So especially it's in relation to elder members. So although different relatives have assembled, so continue, we'll go to the next verse. Adharma bhava krishna pradushanti kula striyah stri shudushta suvashneya jayate varna sankarah. So here, what is the cause of good population is discussed in the society. So how good population will come? So even in modern times there is eugenics, one branch which deals with production of good population. But Vedic system is very perfect. We can see how. So generally the children, so they carry the qualities of the parents. So qualities of the parents, and especially during when they are when the parents come together, father and mother, what is their consciousness? So based on that, a sinful or a pious child is attracted. So there are many rules and regulations. So proper time should be there, and with proper consciousness, and then the child will have all the good qualities. So this is the secret of good population, and it mainly depends on woman. So on the chastity of woman. So you can see, so before good population in the child, chaste woman is there. But because they are, how they will be chaste? Because of samskaras given by elder members. So this chart, if you all remember this verse, chart, no, you all can very easily understand this purport. And anytime remember it. So adharma bhi bhavat krishna. Oh, we didn't read the translation. When irreligion is prominent in the family, O Krishna, the woman of the family becomes polluted, and from the degradation of womanhood, O descendant of Rishni, comes unwanted progeny. So women were protected in the Vedic society, especially the higher class women. So they were higher class women, because if they are like, especially they were protected by the father in the childhood. And then another aspect of protection was they were married at an early age. So because that also has effect on psychology. Because woman, if she is not married at an younger age, then so before puberty, then she will be, you know, they have lot of desire to enjoy. So then she will not be satisfied. So and naturally they like to enjoy. So woman, so the point is, if they are not, especially nowadays, if they are till the age of after, even if the age of puberty passes, they are not married, and then till that time, what happens? So they have so many relationships because they just can't live without it. So it is obvious, like especially in some country, I don't remember, there the age at which woman can be married had been reduced. So because anyway they are getting into that. So before age only, what they had allowed. So they allowed France or some country. Russia, okay. So this is the result. So material desires are very strong. So one can't live without it. So children were, no, the parents, their duty was to marry them at a proper age. And then from that time the husband will take care. And then they will beget children, and then the children will take care of the mother. So like that, always the mother is protected. So because that gives good population in the family. And so nowadays we can see, like in this verse, adharma bhi bhavat krishna pradushyanti kulastriya. Immediately when adharma will come, no, the woman would be polluted. So this would be the result nowadays, especially varnashrama is not there. So what is the immediate result? That there is no protection for women. So they will go anytime, anytime they'll go outside. So formerly women used to not go outside alone. So they used to be accompanied by someone, otherwise they'll not go, and if they go also, they'll not accept them back. So because the chasticity is lost. So that was the reason. So we can see, in pristine Vedic culture, it was so strict. So nowadays they can go, they can stay anytime, they can travel anywhere. So especially because of modern education. So once we children are sent to the schools, so where there is co-education, so naturally, no, it can't happen. So men also can't practice brahmacharya, and women also. So schools, so they spoil children. So even in ISKCON it is not there, varnashrama dharma. So that is another point. So although without varnashrama dharma we can't follow, just like we can understand. So if they are, if men and women are not allowed to mix, no, unrestrictedly, And now where is the caution of practice? So if one is not allowed, able to control senses only, one can't practice. So the principle will act. So the, what you call, butter will melt in the presence of fire. So many reasons. So Varnashrama Dharma, one of the main features was they separated men and women in every phase. So even especially only in Grihastashram marriage, no, what you call it, they are allowed to stay together or associate. That also, even in that is restriction. So what to say outside Grihastha life? So like that, role of woman will produce good progeny if they are, you know, properly kept. So especially samskaras, so religious traditions which are given by the elder members, so they keep the woman busy in the house, so doing different religious traditions. So idle mind means devil's workshop. So naturally, so it's for everyone, not only for women, even for men. If someone is idle, then he'll do sinful activity. Especially Srila Prabhupada also told once that in projects, it is the duty of the leader to keep everyone busy. So according to their nature, according to their kuna. So otherwise, they will immediately do two things. They will do prajalpa and they will do illicit sex or something like that. So keep the religious traditions, they keep them busy. So one more thing is, it's told, so women are less intelligent generally. So this is told by Chanakya Pandit that generally women are not intelligent and therefore should not trustworthy. So generally, who is intelligent? So one who is not prone to sense gratification, he is intelligent. So Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, so we can connect something. So in 5.22, yehi samsparsha jab hoga dukkha yonaya itgate adhyanta vanta kaunteya nateshu ramate buddha. So an intelligent person, he is not engaged in sense gratification. So this may be one reason, so why they are less intelligent. But Shastra tells, that is the main point. So whoever is interested in sense gratification, he is less intelligent, and a devotee is intelligent. So in this way, so women are very, very much important. So it is dependent on them directly, the whole society. So if they are chaste, then everything will happen. So of course, in the last Srila Prabhupada tells, irresponsible men also provoke adultery in the society. So men also don't follow dharma. So then woman, how she'll get, you know, encouragement? So generally women follow men. So when men gave up dhoti kurta, then women also started wearing shirt pant. So when men started wearing shirt pant. So in this way, so, and in the, for progeny, good progeny, two things are essential. One is birth by mother and one is birth by guru. So guru, mother who is chaste, she will give children which is very nice, which has good qualities. So especially when the children take birth, so they will have their anarthas from their previous lives, they will carry. And another set of anarthas is that which comes from the parents. So if the parents, they follow this samskara, garbhadhana samskara, that is, they prepare their consciousness, then the parents' consciousness, no, bad consciousness won't come. So like this, no, they will be good children. So it will attract good children. And this is first birth, and then second birth, that is brahmacharya training. So which guru gives. So in Gurukula, brahmachari, he learns many things from the guru. He gets initiation also. And then he becomes a proper person in the society. So who is able to participate in Varnashrama Dharma. So in this way, so good population depends on mother and guru. So role of woman is very important. So Priyagantu, nicely commenting, he is explaining that Now if we have to establish Varnashrama Dharma, then first Brahmacharya Ashram should be stressed. So they should follow Dharma. And then when they follow Dharma, then women also will follow. And then when the women and men come together, if at all, Brahmacharis don't marry, but everyone generally follows Brahmacharya. So not that only one who wants to stay lifelong should practice. And then the children would be there, he will be able to participate in Varnashrama Dharma. So if one has to establish now, it has to go reverse. So first Varnashrama, first Brahmacharya Ashram will come, and then slowly it will take place. So we have to go reverse. Then when Brahmacharis follow, when men follow, women will start following, then naturally it will be retraced. So this is told in this verse. So we'll read the purport. Good population in human society is the basic principle for peace, prosperity and spiritual progress in life. The Varnashrama religion's principles were so designed that the good population would prevail in society for the general progress of state and community. So principles were designed like that. So they were kept away from women, and women were engaged in religious traditions. Another point is, even there used to be one class of prostitutes, because this is again to protect the higher woman, because apart from they are not coming outside, if there is no class of prostitution, then naturally low class people, so they may spoil the higher class woman. So there would be one separate class of prostitution also in Vedic society. But there will be outside the Varnashrama system. They will not come in any Varna. So like that it is designed. Such population depends on the chastity and faithfulness of its womanhood. As children are very prone to be misled, women are similarly very prone to degradation. So children we know. So anyone can mislead them. So therefore both children and women require protection by the elder members of the family. So five things are given protection in the Vedic society, so among which children and women are two. By being engaged in various religious practices, women will not be misled into adultery. So they are always kept busy in religious practices, that also, not in any activity but religious practices. According to Chanakya Pandit, women are generally not very intelligent and therefore not trustworthy. Vishwasaneva kartavya strishu rajakuleshu cha. So the different family traditions of religious activities should always engage them, and thus their chastity and devotion will give birth to a good population eligible for participating in the Varnashrama system. On the failure of such Varnashrama dharma, naturally the woman becomes free to act and mix with men, and thus adultery is indulged in at the risk of unwanted population. So they become free to act and mix with men, we can see. So generally, at least in front of sadhus, so people are expected to behave well. But once Prevanpur, he had gone to some college, and then in front of him only some woman, she was patting on one man, one girl, not one student. Maybe in the college. So this happens, they act freely. They come out and mix. So what will be the purity once they do like this? Then they will say, we have mixed with so many men. So they will give divorce then. They will give divorce and so many things. They will use, the consequence would be divorce. So adultery would be there. So become free to act and mix with men, and thus adultery is indulged in at the risk of unwanted population. Irresponsible men also provoke adultery in society, and thus unwanted children flood the human race at the risk of war and pestilence. So many reasons, unchaste women, irresponsible men, so all will give rise to Varna Sankaraha. So Jayate Varna Sankaraha. So one devotee, I think Sarsurab Das Goswami. So he used to distribute books in a big institutions. So once when he went, many times he must have absorbed, but especially once. So no, this is different. I am mixed up. So one devotee, it comes in Lilamrita. So he said that most of the children take birth in on Saturday night whiskey bottle. So this is means it is Varna Sankal, unwanted progeny. Especially in Western culture, it is very much prominent, this Varna Sankara, because Varnashrama is not there. So these are the disadvantages. So if we don't have in ISKCON also, then there will be no proper preachers. So Gurukul is very important, Gurukul and Varnashrama Dharma especially. So next verse.
Sankaro narakayaiva kulabhnanam kulasya cha patanari vitaro kesham durta pindodara kakriya.
So one result is told. What will happen if one of the samskaras is lost, that is told here. So there is concept of shraddha ceremony in Vedic tradition. So this even if the forefathers are suffering due to sinful activities in some planets, so then by worshipping Vishnu here, so they can be benefited. So but what will happen if the elders don't give this samskara, then naturally the youngers would not be knowing what to do, how to do. And then the forefathers will lose this advantage. And generally it's told, if it is done, forefathers bless. So because we have taken from them the wealth, no? We have inherited the wealth. So it is our responsibility to do these things. So, but if we don't do, then what will happen? They'll curse. They'll curse. So there'll be double disadvantages. So, Sankaro narakaiva kulagnana kulasya cha. So unwanted population will cause hellish life both for kulagnana kulasya cha. For kulagnana means for the family, and kulagnana means for the killers of the family, those who kill the family, those who kill the elder members, and then kulasya cha, even to the family members. And not only that, so because of that, patanti pitaro hesham lukta pindo daka kriya. So the pitaras, so forefathers, they fall down. So why? So because the observances for offering food and water, pinda udaka. Udaka means water, pinda means, you know, that is Vishnu Prasad literally. So means in essence. Kriyaha, so that is not given, and thus the family tradition, the pitaras, they fall. So we'll read, as an increase of unwanted population increase certainly causes hellish life both for the family and for those who destroy the family tradition. The ancestors of such corrupt families fall down because the performances for offering them food and water are entirely stopped. So, purport. According to the rules and regulations of fruitive activities, there is a need to offer periodical food and water to forefathers of the family. This offering is performed by worship of Vishnu, because eating the remnants of food offered to Vishnu can deliver one from all kinds of sinful reactions. So, in Bhagavad Gita, we have, no, in third chapter, Yajna Shishta Sina Santa Muchyante Sarva Kilbishar. So one will be free from all sinful activity, sinful reactions. Sometimes the forefathers may be suffering from various types of sinful reactions, and sometimes some of them cannot even acquire a gross material body and are forced to remain in subtle bodies as ghosts. Thus, when remnants of prasadam food are offered to forefathers by descendants, the forefathers are released from ghostly or other kinds of miserable life. So much relief for them. We can see the power of prasadam which we take every day. Such help rendered to forefathers is a family tradition, and those who are not in devotional life are required to perform such rituals. So if one is in devotional life, he will automatically deliver the dependents. So many dependents, it's told in if one is a Kanishta Adhikari, he will deliver some number of descendants, both. So his father's father like that, upside and down also. So it is only for karma kandis. So this is there. Such, so not for devotees. But to set example, devotees may do. So that others will not say, oh, they are not following, will not follow. But he will have more faith in bhakti process. That just by doing bhakti, all my family members would be, they would be saved from hellish life. Such help rendered to four, sorry, we have read. One who is engaged in the devotional life is not required to perform such actions. Simply by performing devotional service, one can deliver hundreds and thousands of forefathers from all kinds of misery. Hundreds and thousands. It is stated in Bhagavatam 11.5.41 Devarshi bhutapta nirnam pitrinam nakim karonayam rinicha rajan sarvatmanaya sharanam sharanyam kato mukundam parivitya kartam. So Mukunda is one who gives liberation. So Devarsh, Deva and Rishi, so demigods, so they give us necessities of life, and Rishis, so they are responsible for many things which they have passing down from the Vedic, Vedas. So they are giving the Vedic literatures. Then Bhuta, Bhuta means what it is, living entities. There are so many living entities we are dependent on. We are dependent on many animals, like cow gives us milk, and so many other animals. We get wool from the sheep. So ordinary living entities also help us. Then apta means relatives. So dhrinam means human society also helps us. And pitrinam, forefathers. So like that, forefathers, we take the kingdom. So na king karo nayam rinicha rajan. So one need not be servant or indebted to these people. So how, if one is a devotee, he need not pay the debt. Sarvatmanaya sharanam sharanyam gato mukundyam pariritya kartam. Because Krishna is source of everyone, just by satisfying him, everyone will become satisfied. Anyone who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, the giver of liberation, giving up all kinds of obligation and has taken the path in all seriousness, owes neither duties nor obligations to the demigods, sages, general living entities, family members, humankind or forefathers. Such obligations are automatically fulfilled by performance of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we will go for the next verse. Dosher ete kulagnana varna sankara karake utsadyante jati karma kuladharma shashvata. By the evil deeds of those who destroy the family traditions and thus give rise to unwanted children, all kinds of community projects and family welfare activities are devastated. So here, kulag dosherete kulag jnana varna sankara karake. So the consequence is told here, what will happen. So all kinds of community projects and family welfare activities are devastated. So jati dharma, so that in the word to word meaning we can see, it is community projects, and kula dharma means family traditions. So both will not be there. So purport, community projects for the four orders of human society combined with family welfare activities as they are set forth by the institution of Sanatana Dharma or Varnashrama Dharma are designed to enable the human being to attain his ultimate salvation. So what is the goal of Varnashrama Dharma? So it is Vishnu. So he will get liberated. So from material bondage. Therefore, the breaking of the Sanatana Dharma tradition by irresponsible reasons leaders of society brings about chores in that society, and consequently people forget the aim of life, Vishnu. So ultimately we'll not get shreyas and prayas also. So if if the city is not, if the people are not following Varnashrama Dharma, then there will be no peace in the society. Normal peace also won't be there. If all are thieves and rogues, so they are not good population. So the prayers also won't be there, and shreyas, that is the aim of life, Vishnu, also won't be there. So the goal is Vishnu, and that is the aim of Varnashrama Dharma. Such leaders are called blind, and persons who follow such leaders are sure to let them into chaos. Chaos.
Chaos.
Chaos, yeah. So like this. You know, Varnashrama Dharma is Shashvata. Here again the word Shashvata is come. Eternal. So, those who kill family, Varna Sankara, Kula Gnanam, those who kill family traditions and allow Varna Sankara, then because of that, Varnashrama Dharma is spoiled. So, 30. Next verse. Utsanna Kula Dharmana Anushyam Janadana Rake Yatam Vaso Bhavati Kamshushuma. So what will happen? They will go in the hell. So he is telling here, by disciplic succession, bhavati anushushnam. So he is quoting authorities. No, he is not speculating from his mind. And I have heard from parampara. So utsanna kula dharmana manujana manushana jinaja. So here, especially in the 40th verse, in the 39th verse. So kula dharma means it especially meant dharma for individual varnas, like brahmanas. So different varnas have their own family traditions. So they are dharma. But here kula dharma means it is all. It is jati dharma and it is ashram dharma also. So this is all, both inclusive. Here kula dharma. Utsanna kula dharma nam manushyanam janardanam Nareke Niyatam Vaso. So what is their hell destination? So they will go to hell. So Niyatam, Arjuna is telling, always. Bhavatit Anushushtama. O Krishna, maintainer of the people, I have heard by disciplic succession that those whose family traditions are destroyed dwell always in hell. Purportedly. Arjuna bases his argument not on his personal experience but on what he has heard from the authorities. That is the way of receiving knowledge. So this is ascending process. Sorry, descending process. One cannot reach the real point of factual knowledge without being helped by the right person who is already established in that knowledge. So without the help of Guru, we can't understand anything. There is a system in the Varnashrama institution by which before death one has to undergo the process of atonement for his sinful activities. One who is always engaged in sinful activities must utilize the process of atonement called prayaschita. So Srila Prabhupada is recommending, if one is doing lot of sinful activities, then he has to do. Without doing so, one surely will be transferred to hellish planets to undergo miserable lives as a result of sinful activities. So Krishna tells Bhagavad Gita, pravritti cha nivrittim cha janana vidura suraha. What is that verse? Na satyam na pichacharo na satyam teshu vidyate. In 16th verse, in the 16th chapter, pravrittim cha nivrittim cha janana vidura suraha na saucham na pichacharo charo na satyam teshu vidyate. So this is one verse. They don't take, they don't follow Shastras. So they reject the Shastras. And another verse is there which can be. यह शास्त्र विधि उत्सृज्य वर्तते काम कारतः न च सिद्धिम अवाप्नोति न सुखम न पराम गतिम. सो दिस वर्स टेल्स दैट वन हु doesn't follow injunctions of Shastra and follows according to his own selfish desires or mind, dictations of mind. So he will not get nacha siddhim, perfection, not even sukham, not even material happiness. So Shastra, they say that it is not practical. But here we can understand that Shastra is so scientific. So recently, in few verses ago, we discussed that how if women are not protected, then there will be no peace in the society also. So especially in this verse, Srila Prabhupada points out that how family life is imaginary actually. It is just imagination. So 16.23. So I am trying to get that. No, in Pravritimcha Nivritimcha he tells that how. So, yeah, that does not mean that women are kept as slaves but as children. Children are not given freedom, but that doesn't mean that they are kept as slaves. The demons have neglected such injunctions and they think that women should be given as much freedom as men. However, this has not improved the social condition of the world.
16.7.
This is 16.7. Pravrittincha Nivrittincha. So, in the second paragraph, so Srila Prabhupada tells about behavior. So, napi chacharo, acharo. So, proper behavior. So, they don't know that women should be protected. So, but modern education has artificially devised a puffed up concept of womanly life and therefore marriage is practically now an imagination in human society. So because woman has mixed with so many men, so they can't stay together. The basic principle of married life is that they are promising to stay together, to cooperate in the spiritual life. But if not, that is not there, then that is just imagination. So the demons therefore do not accept any instruction which is good for society, and because they do not follow the experience of great sages and the rules and regulations laid down by the sages, the social conditions of the demonic people is very miserable. So even at social society level, so there will be no happiness, there will be miserable. So text 44. अहो पतो महत् पापं कर्तुं व्यवसितावयं यथा च सुखलोभेन हन्तुं स्वजनमुच्यताः. Alas, how strange it is that we are preparing to commit greatly sinful acts driven by the desire to enjoy royal happiness. We are intent on killing our own kinsmen. Here he is expressing surprise. Aho bata. How strange it is. Mahat papam. We are doing great sin. Kartum vyavasita vayam. So, yad raj sukha lobhena. Just for happiness of kingdom. Because of that greed. Hantum swajana buddhyata. So, he is telling out of greed. So, weird. So, driven by selfish motives, one may be inclined to such sinful acts as the killing of one's own brother, father or mother. So here all relatives are there. There are many such instances in the history of the world. So which are those examples? Someone? Then brother. Yeah, Aurangzeb, famous example. Then some more examples? Comes our sister.
His father also imprisoned.
Yeah, that is also father is. So many instances we have to see. We can note down, we can search in the history. There will be many cases. So brother, no? So they may kill. But Arjuna, being a saintly devotee of the Lord, is always conscious of moral principles and therefore takes care to avoid such activities. So devotee, he is careful. So we should be careful not to commit irreligious activities. So next verse.
Yadi mama pratikaram ashastram shastrapamaya
Better for me if the sons of Dhritarashtra, weapons in hand, were to kill me unarmed and unresting on the battlefield. So, he is telling, even if I am unprepared to fight, and even at that stage, without weapons I am standing in you, even if they kill me at that point, it is okay, that is good, he tells, instead of I fighting. So here two things are there. Apratikaram means he is not willing, or he is not showing that he wants to fight. Even in this condition, if they fight with me, it's okay. And second is ashastra, shastra paneha. So if I don't have any shastra in my hand, so in warfare there are many rules, and one rule is that if the enemy is not ready to fight, he is not willing, and if he doesn't have weapons, then the person should not fight. So, but Arjuna is telling, even if that is there, even if they don't follow religious rules and rules of religious fighting, still it is okay. It is good for me. So, purport, it is the custom according to Kshatriya fighting principles that an unarmed or unwilling foe should not be attacked. Arjuna, however, decided that even if attacked by the enemy in such an awkward position, he would not fight. He did not consider how much the other party was bent upon fighting. All these symptoms are due to soft-heartedness resulting from his being a great devotee of the Lord. So, where Prabhupada had told soft-heartedness before? Which verse? Especially in one verse he tells, 29 mostly, or 28 it is. So just before Yasyatma Bhaktir Kunape Sridhatake, he uses the word soft heartedness. Okay, now last verse of this chapter, Sanjaya Uvacha, Deva Uvajana, Sanche, Rato Basta Upamishad, Visrucha, Sasharam, Chapam, Shoka, Sambhik, Namanasaha. Sanjaya said, Arjuna, having thus spoken on the battlefield, cast aside his bow and arrow and sat down on the chariot, his mind overwhelmed with grief. So, Sanjaya is telling to Dhritarashtra, so what happened? Finally, eva muktva Arjuna sankhe. So, all these arguments Arjuna presented, and especially at the last about our destruction of family tradition, and Ratopasta Upavishat, he sat down on the Rata. So in the battlefield, first Sankhya, and then on the Rata he sat down. Visrujya Sasharam Chapam, he kept his bow and arrow aside, and he sat down with lamentation, Shoka. Sanjaya said, Arjuna, having thus spoken on the battlefield, cast aside his bow and arrows, and sat down on the chariot, his mind overwhelmed with grief. So he finally concluded. So he sat down means, first if you see, Pravrute Shastra Sampate, in the verse 20, he is ready, Pravrute Shastra Sampate, he is ready to leave the arrows with his bow. But here, now he is keeping it aside. So, now we can see how he was put into illusion, and then he offered different reasons not to fight. And he just sat down on the chariot. Sometimes people show a photo that Arjuna had come below his chariot. And there the universal form was shown. But Arjuna never came down from the chariot. That is wrong photo. So we can understand by this verse. So, and also, so mainly now lamentation. So now in the next chapter, Krishna will give, he will give him instructions so that he will over, first he'll chastise him. Of course, one more reason Arjuna will give in the beginning. So first nicely he will be chastised, and then he will surrender, and then he will be given the knowledge of the soul to overcome this lamentation. So knowledge of the soul is very important. So it is, we are eternal and we are servants of Krishna. So we will not be put into lamentation for petty reasons. So everyone in material life, especially this fear and lamentation would be there. So so lamentation and desire actually. So if one loses something, he will lament, and then he wants many things material. So this is cause of material, you know, this is material existence. These two things always will be there. But when we are given spiritual knowledge, we can raise above these two things. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na shochati na kamshati. So he will not lament. Purport. While observing the situation of his army, Arjuna stood up on the chariot, but he was so afflicted with lamentation that he sat down again, setting aside his bow and arrows. So when he is lamented in a morose condition, then he can't act actually. So he just can't do anything. So everything becomes blank. So here Srila Prabhupada is telling what is the qualification for understanding the second chapter. Such a kind and soft-hearted person in the devotional service of the Lord is fit to receive self-knowledge. So kind, soft-hearted, with devotional service to Lord. So here we'll conclude. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, 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 Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So second chapter, Priyavrata, will begin tomorrow. So actually Bhakti Shastra will start tomorrow. So any questions?
In chapter 39, sloka is there. Kula dharma sanatana means.
It means from time immemorial the religious principles are given down. Kula dharma, the dharma is given. Samskaras are given down. So dharma here especially means tradition. So this tradition, Varnashrama tradition, is eternally it is coming down from there. So it means it is part of Varnashrama dharma. So Varnashrama dharma includes Kula dharma for different families, Kshatriya, Brahmana, Vaishya and Shudra. So and for respective families, those practices are sent down. So that is eternal.
Kula dharma means both you and from that Jati dharma and Varna. What is
ashram dharma? Ashram dharma is kula dharma. Ashram dharma is there is little difference. So here kula dharma means especially it is for varnas, for brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas and shudras.
It's coming from this is sanatana.
Yeah, it is coming. No, eternally it is coming. So point is here varnashrama dharma is sanatana. So it is eternal. So you can see sometimes even among Brahmanas there will be many communities of Brahmanas like Saraswata Brahmana and Devagna Brahmana like that. So they will have different traditions coming down. So even in Brahmana families there will be some families which are very highly situated. So in that way, so two ways we can understand Sanatana. One is that these traditions are eternally coming down from up in tradition, and one is that Varnashrama dharma is eternal. Yeah, sometimes Kula dharma means people think so worship of some demigods, that is not correct. They have that misconception. So Kula dharma, it is stressed in Bhagavad Gita sometimes, they say. That is misconception.
Vanashrama
is there, you told Vanashrama is there in spiritual oneness.
Can you explain?
That is the point, you know, Krishna is cowherd boy and gopis, they churn the butter. So cows are protected. So and Krishna's father. So he is a king. Nanda Maharaj, he is the king. Of course, Vasudeva is king. So Nanda Maharaj is he is also king of. But
Kshatriyas,
yeah, all are there. It is actually Varnashrama Dharma means it is inseparable from bhakti actually. So it cannot be separated from bhakti.
Everything is kalpatav there, you want something you just tell, you want to cultivate
the lands. Yeah, that is there. In the essence it means in the material world it is perverted reflection. So especially proper Varnashrama Dharma, when it is followed in the human society with Krishna in the center, that is reflection of that in the spiritual world. So, but not perverted Varnashrama.
In Satyayuga,
there is no
Varnashrama.
Satya Dharma? Satyuga? Actually, it should be there. How it is not there? All were highly elevated, that is there. So they were pure, like goodness was prevalent, so we may say all were good, but still Varnashrama would be there, no? So they would be following samskaras. Varnashrama at any point it can't remain without being present. It will be there.
And it was Sriyati. So that time the junction between Satyayuga and Chaitanya. So he knew all the Vedic literature, he like Rishi. So he started by.
So that time marriage was not there?
No, marriage was
that particular time?
Marriage was there.
So marriage means Varnashrama Dharma.
But it was slow, right?
Varnashrama Dharma cannot, at any point it cannot remain, no? Even in the spiritual world it is existent, then how in the material world it won't be there? Some details must be there, but generally there will be present.
So, parents when
were
Sanskar
Vidya,
they were following children, they follow
parents. Yes. That anarthas don't come to the children. They are preparing consciousness, no? Their consciousness. And they are saved from that. So we can see we carry anarthas from the parents also. So all the bad qualities of parents, we get all the kama lust. Result of lust. This is what demons say. So there is no cause. Everything is product of lust.
Here in Valpuram, Pindaloka means to offering water and.
Pindaloka.
How it is associated with the forefathers, I didn't understand.
Means how they'll get benefit.
If you offer
prasadam,
does it benefit?
Prabhupada in one lecture says there are many kinds of eating in one lecture. So he says it is very scientific. So just when we offer here, they can eat over there. So how it happens, we may not be able to understand. But it works.
Means one is pindadan. Is it like that?
Yeah, pindadan only. Food and water. So food means Vishnu Prasadam. So when it is properly done, of course, that is a science. Means mantras have to be said properly and so many things should be done.
What we do is not. We offer prasadam.
For whom? For Lord we offer, no? Prasadam.
Oh, so we should offer to the forefathers.
Yes, Vishnu Prasad we should offer. Some that would be there, some rules and some system would be there. Priests would be there who will do that. You must have seen, no, in home, some shraddha and mala or something they say. Mala also they say.
Yeah,
they used to go Gaya.
Yeah, that is also.
They go to the native and then they
do. Yeah, especially in Gaya they do.
Gaya is.
But wherever it is, we can do from wherever also, that is also there. So this is a summary, this chart, for these three verses. So that verse, if you all remember, 1.40, you all can understand. And this is... कि हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 राम।